It's Wednesday, November 6th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Donald Trump has been elected the 47th President of the United States, an extraordinary comeback for a former president. Trump's win in Wisconsin put him over the 270 threshold needed to clinch the presidency. The victory validates his bare-knuckle approach to politics. I want to thank you all very much. This is great. Those are our friends. We have thousands of friends in this incredible movement. This is a movement like nobody's ever seen before, Trump said during early morning remarks at a victory celebration in West Palm Beach, Florida. I believe the greatest political movement of all time, he said. Mr. Trump is on the verge of winning the popular vote as well, while the Republicans also take a majority in the Senate. At this point, which party will control the House of Representatives is still unsure. In other news, hackers linked to Chinese intelligence used precision strikes to quietly compromise cell phone lines used by an array of senior national security and policy officials across the U.S. government, in addition to politicians, according to people familiar with the matter. This access allowed them to scoop up call logs, unencrypted text messages, and some audio from potentially thousands of Americans and others with whom they interacted. The emerging picture of the intrusion's reach helped confirm the intelligence community's concerns about the potentially dire national security consequences of the attack. The newly uncovered espionage campaign, earlier reported in September by the Wall Street Journal, is the latest in a long string of successes for China's government hackers, as Western governments accuse Beijing of spying at an unprecedented scale. Around the world, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister, Yoav Gallant, at a time when the country continues to fight wars in Gaza and Lebanon and is increasingly in direct confrontation with Iran. The move on Tuesday came after months of public disagreement between the two over the course of the wars. Netanyahu said he was firing Gallant due to a breakdown in trust and gaps in positions between them. Gallant has publicly challenged Netanyahu's failure to decide on a plan for the Gaza Strip's long-term governance and for not prioritizing a deal to release Israeli and other hostages held in the Palestinian enclave. During the past several months, this trust between myself and the defense minister has begun to crack, Netanyahu said Tuesday in a statement released by his office. Meanwhile, Hurricane Rafael swirled past the Cayman Islands and was expected to rapidly intensify until making landfall today in western Cuba, where it's forecast to hit with near major hurricane intensity. Rafael formed Sunday as potential tropical cyclone 18. Hurricane status requires sustained winds of at least 74 miles per hour, which denote the start of Category 1 strength. Forecasters said Rafael was getting better organized as its center passed Jamaica. It's expected to undergo steady to rapid intensification over the next 24 hours. And Boeing's machinists ratified a new labor deal, ending a paralyzing strike after nearly 8 weeks and clearing the way for the plane maker to restart its factories. Workers voted in favor of a contract that delivers a 38% wage increase over the life of the 4-year deal for 33,000 machinists in the Pacific Northwest who build most of Boeing's jets. The walkout has strained the finances of a critical American manufacturer that has been hobbled by quality problems and deep losses in its commercial and defense operations. Chief Executive Kelly Ortberg is cutting 17,000 jobs and raising more than $24 billion in equity to keep the company afloat. The end of the strike promises to bring some relief to Boeing's sprawling supply chain and airlines that rely on 737 such as Ryanair and Southwest Airlines. Some have had to curb schedules, furlough workers, or lower financial targets as they await delayed Boeing airplanes. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.